The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 209.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Welcome to the show, guys. Whether you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or watching this on YouTube, I want to let you know that I appreciate you for tuning in, for watching this video, for listening to this podcast. Today's episode is an inspiring one, and I'm excited to bring this to you. You guys know my mission. My mission is to continue to show up for you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to guide you, to find a career that you love so that you can make money that you deserve and desire so that you can live a fulfilled life. That's my mission. And I'm your host, Bola Alabi. Recently, I've been doing a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking about life, about how some people are successful while many others struggle through life. And that's why today I'm going to talk about how to think your way to success. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think you can, if you think you can't, you are right. According to the National Science Foundation, the average person has between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Of those, 80% are negative and 95% are repetitive thoughts. In other words, 4 out of every 5 thoughts are negative. Imagine that. 4 out of every 5 thoughts that comes to a man, they are negative thoughts. And almost all of these thoughts are repeated time and time again. So we have negative thoughts way more than positive thoughts. That's what that means. My friend, we as human, we are thinking machines. Imagine 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. We think every single second in every single day. In my opinion, if you are going to think at all, why should you think negative? Why waste your precious time, your mind, your emotion, your energy dwelling on negativities? My first daughter, she's right now in the process of preparing for her SAT exams. So, you know, to get her in the mood for the exam, I was asking her how her preparation was going. She then told me that they have changed the format of the SAT exams. They changed it from the traditional paper exam to now digital exam. I said, oh, that's good, right? That was my response. She replied, no, Dad, it's going to be more challenging to get high scores now. Take a minute, think about that. Our thought was that a change would make the exam more difficult. For me, I saw an opportunity to help my dear daughter right there. She could put her whole mind on the fact that the exam will be more difficult, or she could shift her mindset and think about what she could do to ace the new format. And that was my talk with her. Why dwell on the negative? Why not focus on the positive? Why not think about what you can control, what you can do so that you can pass your exams in flying colors? And that's the way most people are. We dwell on the negative. Here's my message to you. If you are ever gonna think, why not put your focus on the outcome that you really want? So, why think lack when there is abundance in the land? Why think struggle when you can actually thrive and succeed? Why think failure when there is a possibility of passing your exams? Why put your mind on impossibilities when you can feed it with possibilities? Think about that. Yes, there are multiple problems in the world. I'm not denying that in any way, and I want that to be clear. There's pain in the world. There are wars among nations. People are dying. People are in the hospitals. Some are without any food to eat right now. Some do not even have access to clean water. Some are in huge credit card debt. Marriages are breaking. Relationships are going sour. We all deal with issues of life. It is part of the package of stepping into this sinful world. No one is immune or isolated in any way. Our problems or challenges, they just vary. That's the fact. Now, if you are a Christ follower like me, you can find solace in the book of the Lord, which says God's thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us hope and expected end. I love that part of the Bible so much because it provides assurance that despite our struggle, despite any pain that we may encounter, God's got a plan. No matter what you are going through, I want you to know that God has a plan for you. I know His plans are better than mine. It may not appear so right now. It may seem as if everything is slow or heading in the wrong direction. You may think that you are falling behind in the race of life. But believe me, you can trust in God. With all the issues around the world, you will notice that you can't control them. You have no control over inflation or government policies. Nah. You have no control over the Russia and Ukraine war or Israel and Hamas war. No, you have no control over what your employer will do. No, but one thing, the one thing that you can control, they are your thoughts. You have 300% control over what you think, and you have 500% responsibility for what you think. What does that mean to you? You have to choose your thoughts carefully because what you think guides your actions. Your actions can easily become your habits. Your habits in life dictate your outcome. This is a classic case of who you are on the outside is a direct reflection of what is inside of you. Now I can hear you say, okay, Bola, it's easy for you to tell us to change our thinking, but how? How can I change my thinking when I have bills to pay? My employer is laying off, the economy is in ruins, Joe Biden is not doing his job. You can think about all this. How, Bola? Well, I have three quick tips to help you so that you can think your way to success. Are you ready for it? Okay, let's go. The first tip is that I want you to use the power of auto suggestion. Yes, automatic suggestion. Auto suggestion is a psychological technique where an individual intentionally influences their subconscious mind through repeated affirmation or mental imagery. What that means is that when those negative thoughts are coming to you, you have to overcome them by affirming yourself, by telling yourself that I am capable, I will succeed, I will not lack, I will pass my exam. Affirm those positive things. Say those good things to your life. You see, by consistently feeding your thoughts or suggestions to the subconscious, one aims to instill belief that can impact behaviors, attitude, and ultimately contribute to achieving your desired goal. So each day you have the ability, the opportunity, and the responsibility to set the tune for how you want your life to go. Your mind will direct your life, so you must actively manage your thoughts. And you can do that through auto suggestion. So practically, what should you do? Write out your goal every day. Remember, it is about your desire. It is about what you want. It is about you. It is not your job to think about what is possible or what is impossible. You should just do your best to direct your mind to possibilities. And you can use auto-suggestion to unleash your creativity and create the life that you desire. So that's number one. Use auto-suggestion to guide your thoughts towards what you really want in life. Number two, you've got to change the channel. Whenever I'm watching any movie on Netflix, I have a rule. It's a simple rule. If after 10 minutes I'm not seeing any indication that I would enjoy the movie, what would I do? I change the channel immediately. Maybe sometimes I give them an extra 5 minutes, especially if my wife was watching with me. The point is, if I'm not enjoying a program, I have the power to make it different choice. Guys, the same is true concerning your thoughts. If what is currently in your brain right now is not what you desire, don't permit it to stay there. Change it. You've got the power. You can do it. The problem with most people is that they let unhealthy, unproductive thoughts linger too long in their mind. And subsequently, those thoughts dominate their lives. Those thoughts tell them that they are incapable, they are not good enough, that they can't achieve their goals. Guess what happens next? These negative thoughts dictate their actions, and their actions produce the outcome that they do not want. Don't let that be you, my friend. If you don't want it in your life, don't give it a room in your brain. Oh, I like that. I'm going to repeat it. If you do not want certain things in your life, don't let it dwell on your mind. It's that simple. So that's tip number two, change the channel. Now, number three, focus your mind. I wish we could end it by just changing the channel, but there is one more step for you, my friend. It takes focus, it takes energy, it takes determination and intentionality to break those negative, limiting, unproductive thoughts. I once watched a movie about a guy who had a gambling addiction. Every day, this guy would go out to gamble on his hard-earned money. He was losing more than he was winning. He soon realized that gambling was a losing proposition for him, but he couldn't just stop it until he shifted his focus to a more productive and more rewarding hobby. So, in the same way, you need that shift. You need to focus on things that you really want in your life. Focusing your mind means being intentional about what you feed your mind. It is about being selective with what goes into your brain and what you put your energy into. To get what you want in life, to get to where you want to be in life, you need that focus. So that's tip number three, focus your mind. Now, as I wrap to this episode, TCE community, I want you to remember that the power to shape your destiny lies within your thoughts. As you navigate the challenges of life, always choose the path of possibility and positivity. Embrace the fact that you have control over your mind, and with that control comes the responsibility to cultivate thoughts that lead to success. Now, as you go about your day, I want you to take a moment and reflect on these three tips that I shared with you. I told you to use the power of auto-suggestion to guide you to where you want to be. I let you know that you have the power to change your thought by changing the channel on negative thoughts. And I highly encourage you to focus on your mind on what truly matters, on what you really desire. If you are ready to transform your life and embark on a journey to success, I encourage you to take action now. Implement these tips, practice them daily, and watch how your mindset shapes your reality. Thank you for tuning in to another inspiring episode of the Career Evangelist podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me. If you found value in today's episode, please don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, with your family, or anyone who could use a dose of motivation. Remember, your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. So go out there and think your way to success. Until next time, this is Bola Halabi. Signing off, stay inspired, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay focused on your path to success.